broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 20th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, using the checks and balances our founding fathers gave us, along with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, that was so fantastic. Just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if Kurt Crosby talked like that all the time. Now,
Sheriff? Yeah, then you'd have to go, hello, folks.
No way, man. I'd get after it, too. It'd be fantastic. What do you think, good Sheriff? Kurt's actually awake today.
Well, that was a little bit different. Same word, but a different spunk in his voice.
A little bit of exuberance, you might say.
Way to go, Kurt.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Kurt. That was phenomenal.
You're like, wait, what happened to my connection here?
We were loving it.
Got connected to the wrong guy.
It doesn't get better than that's what I'm talking about. I thought it was phenomenal. Keep it up, my brother. All right, there's all kinds of news to cover. And it starts out kind of with a poll that came out. The poll says 2/3 of U.S. would struggle to cover a $1,000 crisis. Dateline New York, Associated Press. 2/3 of Americans would have trouble coming up with the money to even cover a $1,000 emergency. Yeah, they say after the recession, Americans' finances remain precarious as ever. Believe it or not, these difficulties span all income levels, according to the poll conducted by the Associated Press. Now, they say 3/4 of people in households making less than 50 grand a year, and 2/3 of those making up to 100 grand couldn't really handle a crisis of $1,000. Now, they say even for the country's wealthiest, 20% of households making more than $100,000, even 38% of those people would have trouble dealing with a $1,000 issue, crisis, whatever you want to call it. Now, those numbers are startling, to say the least. It goes to show it isn't really how much money you make, it's how you handle the money you get. That's kind of the issue. However, with the belligerent taxation that we experience, health care, fiat money, inflation, everything at the door, plus a modern keep up with the Jones, gotta have it lifestyle, hey, Americans cannot keep up with that. Wow. Well, with that poll in mind, Kurt, I guess there's some folks in Texas, they're Republicans, they got an epic battle on their hands on multiple fronts, don't they, sir?
Well, yeah, they've... Well, the Texans are many ways leading the way, I think. But anyway, the headline from the boys at LibertyNewsDaily.com, Texas Republicans vote to consider secession, accused of treason. Yep, I guess they assembled, that's the Texas Republicans, by the way, assembled for the state convention just recently. And, they avoided a floor vote on a platform plank that, is just like walking the plank. But anyway, proposing secession from the United States. I guess the motion lost in committee by a 2-vote margin. That's pretty close. That's according to the Texas Nationalist Movement, which supports restoration of the independent Texas Republic.
Now, let me tell you why this is happening, Kurt. If they just talked about secession, nobody would care.
Right. They'd
be like, whatever, blah, 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 you guys talk big. However, not only were they pushing for secession, but it was literally Republicans who are elected who were voting to do this. But then the next headline adds even more clarity to the teeth they want for their agenda, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's also a Liberty News daily piece. And the headline reads, Texas Considering Gold Depository. I guess the Texas Governor Rick Perry last June signed a measure creating the Texas Bullion Depository. He describes it as the first state-level facility of its kind. Originally, they say it was envisioned as a state government-operated facility. The bill was modified to create a state-chartered but privately owned depository. Now, they talk about Ryan McMakin. You might ask, who is that guy? But anyway, he's the somebody from the Mises Institute. Now, you've heard of people talking about that group, but pretty smart when it comes to the economy. And he points out that several private firms are now trying to become creators of one of these depositories.
All right, so here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
The gold standard is becoming increasingly popular as the dollar starts to fade around the world. And as Americans, two-thirds are struggling to even cover a $1,000 meltdown or crisis. No wonder people are getting serious and the game is changing, and we're starting to see people take real steps for accountability. Texas Republicans vote to consider secession. Well, now they're also voting to put together a real gold depository. In other words, let's back this thing with real, honest money to stop the con game. And now they're calling it treason because they realize that would give it teeth. Sheriff, what do you say? Things are changing in America, sir.
Well, they are, and rightfully so, and this is just another indication of the frustration. But, you know, I keep wanting to tell Texas, you don't need to keep bringing up secession. Just put the federal government back where it belongs. You don't have to allow them to control your state. And I think it's wonderful that they're talking about gold depositories because, man, they could take over for Fort Knox because Fort Knox doesn't have our gold depository deposits there anymore. At least we don't know that, and we have not had an audit of the gold that's supposed to be in Fort Knox. So, yes, way to go, Texas, because they realize that an honest monetary system is vital to survival and our economic survival. So I like Texas's spirit, and they, you know, what we need is simply James Madison's warning to erect the barriers, just as our convention, CSPOE convention said, and our videotapes is entitled, Erecting the Barriers. Madison said that's what the states are for. Texas, you don't have to leave. Just erect the barriers.
Well, and I'll tell you the best way that you start erecting the barriers, Sheriff, is you simply say we're not going to take the federal government money. And so right now, if Texas, instead of seceding from the union, all they'd have to say is, look, we're not going to take the federal money from you, federal government, and you're not going to dictate to us anything that we haven't granted you by our consent, defined and enumerated in the Constitution, is off the table, and we mean it this time, and we're not going to take your money. You're not going to compromise us. Barack Obama trying to beat everybody over the head about this transgender bathroom thing by basically saying, you know what? I'm going to make these policies as suggestions. However, if you don't do it, I'm going to withhold the cash from you. What does that say to you, Sheriff?
Well, first of all, it shows that Barack Obama totally agrees with what you and I have been talking about on your show for the past 7 or 8 years. And that is my Supreme Court case that says that states are not subject to federal direction. And that just wasn't made up in my Supreme Court decision. That's a quote from the New York versus United States decision of 1992. And so if we, Sam, you know, you and I don't know which one of us came up with it first, probably neither one of us, because it's not just our intellectual property, not yours, not mine, and probably be very difficult to chase down, who actually said to stop taking federal monies. But the follow-up to that is, Texas, you are under no obligation to continue to fund an out-of-control, unconstitutional federal government. Not only should we not take money from Washington, we should stop sending it to Washington. And then they won't have all this excess.
And now you don't need to succeed because you say you're not going to control us and we're not taking your money. And furthermore, we're only going to give you money if you behave and obey our consent decree, the supreme law.
Well, of course. Yes, absolutely. And so this game isn't that hard to play. But when the states start taking the money, and what did President Obama tell us when he said, the states, must get bathrooms, transgender bathrooms?
Answer in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. Richard is on your radio. Richard Mack, ladies and gentlemen, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. He's got a Supreme Court decision defending states' rights. We'll talk about it. How does it relate to the bathroom, huh?
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
It's like once in a blue moon, I agree with Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or one of these liberals. I mean, even a stopped clock is right once a day, right? Kurt Crosby agrees with George Soros, for crying out loud, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah. The Liberty News Daily piece says that Soros is now shorting what they call it. Well, they say shorting U.S. and he's buying gold. So, in other words, he's saying, hey, the U.S. dollar is not going to be strong and I'm going to buy some gold, right? So, you know, he's right along with the Texans that are, doing the whole gold thing. And more and more folks are seeing that real money is where it's at. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, George Soros gets it. Governments are starting to get it on the local level, and that's exactly what we've got to do. We've got to start to control the money because the buck stops here is the term they use, Sheriff. And what we really need to do is tell the feds we're not taking their money, and we're going to not send you money unless you start to behave.
Well, that's exactly it. And that's the wonderful thing about what Barack Obama has just demonstrated to America, that is a lawful or at least a legitimate process. He is using extortion tactics, saying we will not fund your schools, we will not fund your whatever highways or whatever, which they shouldn't be doing in the first place. But for some stupid reason, the states have allowed this process to occur in our country, which gives the federal government a sense of being the king and the top form of government and the top authority in our government, which is absolutely false. So if he has now endorsed these extortion-type, bribery-type tactics, then the state should pick up on that and start using it. I can't believe that we think that Barack Obama is the only one that can hold money over somebody's head. And he's admitting right up front, Sam, that what my Supreme Court says and what the Constitution says are true. When he says, if you don't do it, we're going to withhold funds and we will extort or bribe you or not bribe you anymore, then he's admitting that the process, one, they don't have the authority to tell us what to do. He has to use this process of bribery to make us comply.
Otherwise, he wouldn't even talk about the money. He'd just simply say you'll be in violation of the law, but he can't say that because it isn't true.
No, it isn't. And even if it was a law, it's still not a law that we have to obey. It's just like when the BATF came to our sheriff's meeting in Phoenix and said, here's a document detailing your marching orders in order to comply with the Brady Bill. I said, no. I said, all the sheriffs said the feds can't tell us what to do. And then I said, you guys can't tell us what to do. And he goes, oh, yeah, Congress made a law. And I said, I don't care if you make 500 laws. Congress and the president cannot tell sheriffs what to do. We don't work for you. And just because you pass a law doesn't mean we do and doesn't mean you can violate that. And we don't have to ask permission from courts for you not to tell us what to do and order us around, because it's obvious. We don't need to ask permission to be the sheriffs in our counties, because the counties pay us. The people in our counties pay us, and they hire us, and they are the only ones to fire us. And you guys trying to usurp or assume or steal that authority is meaningless. And we don't have to ask permission to tell you no. We're telling you no. And that's what Texas needs to do. Tell them, no, we're not doing this. We withhold funds and say, well, Texas says, great. We've been wondering when we could take money and keep our money here and run our own state without your stupid bribery game. And so this is a wonderful opportunity, Sam, that Barack Obama has placed in front of us. And because of his tyrannical nature and because he believes that this, he has been so accustomed to states just rolling over and doing what they're told, he hasn't thought about the consequences of his decisions to do this, to wake the governors and state legislatures up and to wake the sheriffs up. And yes, the sheriffs could do this, but it'd be a lot better if everybody was doing it together. And that is the sheriffs working with the governors and the states to stop paying federal income tax to this out-of-control, spendthrift, $20 trillion debt federal government. And somewhere we're going to have to stop doing it, because we're the only ones left to save our country. Washington, D.C. is not going to fix itself. Congress is not going to fix itself. They're going to keep spending, and they're going to keep this corrupt system of bribery going until somebody stops it. Not until somebody succeeds. Till somebody stops it and says, no, we're not playing your little game anymore, and we're not sending any money to you until you start prove to us that you're going to stop the ridiculous out-of-control spending and you're going to spend according to Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. I'm sorry, Sam. That's it. That's the end.
All right, so we can make a difference there. Sheriffs should stand against this. The states should stand against this and demand accountability. Texas is starting. They're going, in my opinion, to the extremes when more common sense measures could take effect. It's kind of like how the Republicans in the House run around and say, we're going to try to abolish Obamacare, and they like vote 40 times to get rid of Obamacare and fail every time. And they even pass it in the House knowing full well that the Senate will reject it, so it goes nowhere. It's DOA, if you will. Meanwhile, what they really could do is they could just simply shut down funding in the House for government health care, and it would be stopped on a dime, but they don't do that, see? Because it's all political theater and rhetoric, and I kind of think, to some degree, that's maybe what Texas is doing here. It's like, why don't they just quickly control the money and say, look, this thing is solved. David A. Clark Jr., sheriff, basically kind of questions, how on earth do we send a man to the moon? And then we can't even figure out what bathroom to go in, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty good question, huh?
That is a good question, but, you know, even Obama's premise that this is going to make all children comfortable. Well, first and foremost, doesn't anybody think it's just a little bit ridiculous that the President of the United States has time to worry about how we use our bathrooms out here in Arizona and Utah? That's absolutely so ridiculous. Again, his own policies are so telling that he has nothing to do, because it's none of his business how we do our bathrooms in public schools or charter schools or private businesses, or how Target runs a bathroom in their business. That's none of his business whatsoever. And, I mean, what's he going to do? Start regulating our toilets? Oh, whoops, I forgot. They already did that from Washington. But, Sam, if this doesn't show...
Heck yeah, you used to have to flush once or twice. Now you got to flush three times just to make sure you're not the guilty party when that sucker clogs, right?
Well, this just shows once again the absolute ineptness of Washington, D.C., how it is a cesspool of corruption. And if there's anybody who does know, I admit this, Sam, I do agree that Washington, D.C. and Congress and the White House are experts on sewage. I admit that readily. Anybody knows cesspools and sewage and crap, it's them. But you know what? We don't need your expertise in how we run our restrooms and our toilets out here. We can handle it without you. But your admission, Mr. Obama, is so telling on this, that the American people are really starting to wake up now. And I think we just need maybe another 6 months of your ridiculous and un-American and unconstitutional dictatorial democracy to make sure that people really do wake up. And so, again, this should be a huge opportunity for us, Sam. We're certainly going to use this at the CSPOA to make some headlines about Obama endorsing what we've been saying at the CSPOA. And this is in my book, Sam, so it's not like I can't document what I'm saying. This is in my book. We must have somebody in this country, a governor with the courage, to stop sending money to Washington.
Amen to that. Quick pause. Sheriff Mack with us, ladies and gentlemen, CSPOA.org. SheriffMack.com is where his website's got. One more segment with him. Your calls at 866-986-NEWS. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Another issue with this psychotic bathroom gender policy forced on us by First Target. Now they're taking a hit in their stock because Americans are sick of it and want to boycott Target. Thank heavens for that. Then the federal government comes out. They know they don't have a law. They know they're just in political shenanigans with an agenda, a psychotic, immoral agenda to push. So they basically try to use the stick and the carrot. And you know what? The carrots, you do this and you keep the money, you don't. We're going to beat you to pieces. We're going to withhold money. And we're going to, et cetera. States are kind of panicking. Which state has the guts to get off the dole is the first question that I have. That's the state I want to move to. All I'm telling you is while that's going on, though, I submit to you there's another aspect to this from a sheriff's point of view. Richard Mack, and that is this. You know, if we know full well that there's predators out there, and we know full well the government is enabling them, becoming the great enabler, by allowing them to go into places where these situations can occur more readily, more easily, at some point the government becomes an accomplice to this, especially when somebody tries to stand against it and they get manhandled or abused or defunded or worse, put in jail or etc. And the sheriffs have an obligation to protect their citizenry. So at some point, sheriffs are accountable. If these things go down and harm happens, at what point would you say sheriffs are liable? And at what point should they stand up against this psychotic policy from a moral perspective and just a perspective of, look, I've got my citizens to care for. The TSA should have been enough when you have to stand there and watch your wife get felt up by a TSA thug. The sheriffs should have stood up and said, you're not going to abuse the women in my area. That's not happening. But no, they failed there. What about now? It's even more egregious.
Well, actually, Texas started to do that too, if you'll recall. And then another threat came from the federal government. Texas actually told them there'd be no groping in our airports. And then they said, well, we're going to shut all your airports down, which we've just seen that the federal government doesn't have to be in charge of them. TSA can be replaced by the airlines getting their own security. The federal government just doesn't have to be so in charge of everything. But again, the states have acquiesced and gone along with the federal overreach for the last 50, 75 years, if not longer. And so, you know, let's start taking it back. The solution is a healthy balance of power between the two. That's a quote from my Supreme Court decision. If we're going to maintain that healthy balance of power, the sheriffs and the state legislatures and governors have to start pushing back.
Amen to that. Kevin from Florida, you're on the radio with Sheriff Mac.
Hey, Sam, Mac, Kurt, how are y'all doing this morning?
Good, sir.
Hey, so you guys kind of struck a thought in me a second ago where we were talking about the state of Texas and Greg Abbott's stance on this whole transgender bathroom issue. But I want to throw something out to Richard and kind of hear how he responds to it. When we're talking about putting the sheriffs working with the state to basically stop this abomination from happening, I like to look back at something I stated even on my show and in multiple videos when it happened was during the Syrian refugee crisis. We had all these governors come out, say, not going to happen here, not on my watch, and yet they're piling them into all these states by the hordes.
Well, yeah, you're right. The states can't just talk. They have to do. And that's why I've said many times that suing is over. Doing is the time. And yes. Sheriffs are the big doers here.
It's all about the money, though, and sheriffs don't have most sheriffs don't have the wherewithal to go against the cash rolling in them. And how are you going to go against your federal government that just gave you an MRAP, Sheriff?
Well, but how about for the sheriff out there that might be listening to this broadcast or might pick it up in archive, those sheriffs that want to do something, that want to act, that want to protect every father in his county, to protect his daughter, what can they do almost immediately, do you think, in your expert opinion, that these sheriffs can stand up and put a stop to this even when the state might fail?
Well, the sheriff's associations or the sheriff himself in his county simply has to make an announcement that we will not be changing our bathrooms, and that if anybody, he could tell Target, you can do that on your own because it's your private business, but you don't have to do it, and we will protect you.
I think they ought to post a deputy in every bathroom to make sure that nobody gets abused, sir. It's a danger zone of mass proportion now.
That's what we're almost getting, Sam. That's the thing. It's like Patrick Henry, when will we be safer? When there's a guard station at every house? Well, this is this. When will we be safer? When there's a guard station in every bathroom? I mean, this is so absurd. I mean, if we're trying to make kids feel comfortable and that's the president's job now, what about my 12-year-old daughter or granddaughter who's in a bathroom and a person looking like a lady is not a lady?
I'm about to play that Aerosmith song. Dude looks like a lady.
Or my son, or my grandson.
Call them what they've always been called, is the drag queen.
Well, what about my grandson that's in a bathroom and a lady is there at the urinal? I mean, you think that is going to make my grandson feel comfortable? So what does Obama really, what is he really trying to do here? He's trying to fundamentally change America. He's trying to make us a neutered society. He's trying to erase all differences between men and women.
I agree with that, but I think the Republicans are doing the same thing. They're all aboard. I mean, Donald Trump's like, hey, you know what? If you want to be a drag queen and roll into the women's bathroom in the Trump Tower, no problem. Cruise in, Bruce. I mean, whatever her name was, and she wants to go back to Bruce, and I don't even know what the heck's going on. But he said she's welcome to just cruise around wherever she wants to, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering, are we going to get behind Gary Johnson, who's running as a libertarian?
No, he's whacked out, man. We're going to get behind the Constitution Party people, Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley.
No, how many states are they on the ballot in?
Oh, I'd have to check. I know they're working on it.
Yeah.
You, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I'm gonna hop off here and let.
Thanks, Kevin. All right, there you go. So all I can tell you is this. It's time for the sheriffs to stand up. It's time for the sheriffs to rally around something and become unified in their goal to stand for the protection of their citizenry.
Yeah, it's time to do what's right. This is not a time to sue. It's not a time to secede. This is the time to interpose and to do what's right. And this is a typical example, again, Sam, of it doesn't have anything to do with a law or an order or an executive order or the president. It has to do with what are we doing locally to make sure our ways of life, our values are being protected by the person who swore an oath in God's name to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the United States Constitution, our way of life, and our personal liberties.
Wow. It's time to be a David, huh?
It is. It is that time, Sam. And it's never been made more obvious by the POTUS or by Congress and by our people running for president. And again, how irrelevant are these people running for president? I mean, they're so ridiculous. I find it entertaining, but it's so ridiculous, Sam. And I'm just not going to play the game that it's going to change, that somebody there is going to change something. We can change something right now in our own communities, in our neighborhoods, in our counties, and in our states. And this pretense of seceding is just, again, I think, just a distraction. Get busy, take a stand, and have the courage to tell the federal government you're not welcome here anymore.
I'm calling it political theater hyperbole, sir.
Of course. Of course it is. Yeah.
All right. Where are you traveling next? I know you got to fly early here.
Yeah. As soon as I get back from a little vacation with my sweetheart for our 41st anniversary.
Congratulations on that, by the way, sir.
Pardon me?
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Well, and so Northern California in John Lopez County, some people have asked me to speak there. And I'm really concerned about Sheriff Lopez and his relationship to me and the CSPOA, and so he and I need to have a talk. But anyway, people are concerned about what's going on there, and they want me to come speak there. And we've got a lot coming up, including for you and me to set a date for our national training.
CSPOA training, yeah. We're working on that. We'll get that done. By the way, I'm going to go to the National Republican Convention. I want to go, but it's expensive, and I need people to help fund me to go.
Okay.
Cover that dude live.
I authorized GoFundMe to pay you.
You want to put in $1 million?
Well, I could do $1,000, remember, because at the beginning of the show you asked for a $1,000 crisis. I could probably handle that kind of a crisis, but with all the money I have to put into health care and Obamacare, I don't take Obamacare, but because of his rules, my own health insurance has really skyrocketed. And I will tell you, for a teacher's salary, I spend over half my salary on health care. Over half of my salary goes to health care. And I could, you want the real quick numbers on that?
Yeah.
Okay, for Don and me, it's about $850 a month for our premium for insurance. Then each of us must pay $6,000 in deductible.
Yes, sir.
And then after that, we have a 20% copay. So the $850 a month is about $9,000 a month. Is that what $800?
Well, $9,000 a year, yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah.
It costs a lot of money to be sick. And that's why I'd say, man, trying to. Yeah, gotta get better, Sheriff Matt.
No, we're talking about the insurance, Kurt.
So.
Yeah, but then you got all the other. The $6,000 is being sick.
Oh, yeah, for your deductibles. Yeah, that's right. All right.
Yeah, $6,000.
All right, we know you got to fly, Sheriff. We'll hold you to that money to help us go to the convention, huh?
You got it, man.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. Sheriff Richard Mack dropped off. He's got traveling to do today, so he's on the road. We appreciate him coming with us while he's got a minute. Worthy of discussion about the sheriffs and restrooms and having the states tell the feds to fly a kite and behave, or we're not sending you money. Two could play that game, and we got to quit being on the dole, compromising the proper role of limited government with all of its checks and balances, etc. We got to really get that done. By the way, I did talk to Sheriff after on the break. He is going to help us go to the National Republican Convention. We do need your donations if we're going to go to this, folks. It's really expensive. We need to pay a couple of $1,000 just for our booth. That doesn't count flights. They want like $300 a night for hotels. We got to rent a car. It's an expensive proposition just to go. So anybody who could donate and really help us go to the National Republican Convention, I think it's worth covering and being there live to get the inside scoop of what really happens is worth it. The Power Hour is going to help us go a little bit too. So a big kudos and a thank you to Joyce Riley and her involvement and support as well. So there's a lot going on, but we need your donations. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Actually, go to Liberty News Radio. That's better. LibertyNewsRadio.com to cover that. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. Pete, you're on the radio.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you got a great show going on today.
Thank you,
really,
sir.
Like hearing from Sheriff Mack out there. Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah. I really like hearing Sheriff Mack. He hit it right on the head. You know, if Texas decides to secede, well, I can understand it because, you know, we're not getting very much constitutional law out of the federal government. It just seems to me that drastic measures need to be taking place. I think that's all they were saying down there. Well, it was only a couple of counties that were going for that, wasn't it?
Right. Well, now they're talking about it statewide, whether it's serious enough or not, I don't know. But your point's well taken, and I concur, and let's get Kurt's response to this, too, that, you know what, we're not getting the proper role of limited government. And the fact is they're basically becoming criminals as they don't obey the law. And at some point, drastic measures need to be taken. I mean, to some point, I agree with that. I'm not really a secessionist, but the point is well made. Kurt, do you want to respond to that? I think Pete's right. And I think the people in Texas have a point to be made as well, that, you know what, we're sick of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Texas is, you know, I think about like many other, especially Western and Southern states, you know, they just feel like, hey, man, I mean, look at what's going on in North Carolina with the whole bathroom thing. And then the Oklahoma boys voting to basically approve making abortion a felony. Now, I guarantee you Obama's not going to like that. Then you got the Judge Roy Moore thing, the champion of the Ten Commandments, and getting a huge bunch of folks out to support him. I mean, it's just brush fires of freedom going on everywhere, huh?
Amen to that. Any final thoughts, Pete?
Well, I was just going to say that, and it's just my opinion, but from watching from a distance here, what's happening to y'all out in the Southwest, I'm guaranteeing you now, if y'all decide, if every state out that way decided to secede, I'd understand completely. And the reason I say that is because you're getting beat up by the feds over land. They're pushing people or shooting folks. Come on. This bathroom thing, well, there's nothing in the Constitution about bathrooms, is there?
No, sir.
The Supreme Court's even doing making a decision on that, but that just goes to show you that they don't have the state's interest. They don't care anything about the union. They care about the United Nations. They don't care anything about.
I think you're right again. Thanks for the call, Pete.
You bet. Thanks.
I think Pete's absolutely spot on, Kurt, that, you know what, we need to get some drastic measures going on, whether it's secession. I may not go that far, but, you know, maybe, and you brought this up before, Kurt, oftentimes, too, the talk of secession doesn't necessarily mean you will succeed, but it is showing that, one, we have the authority to do that, and two, we are, you know what, we're showing our displeasure without a control belligerent over-the-top criminalistic government. And I think there's a point to be made, and I think Pete's got a valid point. They're beating us up over land. You got cops shooting people. You got government run amok. You got taxation and abuse going on everywhere. I mean, it's just, wow. For example, there's a big old Monsanto scandal now, Kurt. They've been promoted by the government and in bed with the government over crops and control and seeds and patents, and now they're going to get even bigger? Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. Yeah, the CNN Money Boys are covering this. The world's largest seed seller, they say, is the target of a massive takeover bid. Oh, yeah, from Bayer. Now, you know, that's your friendly neighborhood, aspirin guys. But anyway, I guess Bayer, by the way, is a German company, and Monsanto let folks know about this, that they've received this unsolicited offer. Monsanto said their board was reviewing the proposal, but they cautioned that a deal was not guaranteed. Now, I'm sure, Sam, if they could just make these companies big enough, they'll all make sure and take good care of us, right, Sam?
And the bigger they are, the more accountable they become, the kinder they are, the more gentle they are. Right, Kurt? And that's how it usually works out.
Yeah, you can count on that. And better customer service. By the way, Monsanto pursued a mega deal of its own in recent years, but they ultimately failed to pull off a merger with the target Syngenta. You might remember that. By the way, it was a Swiss company, and they later agreed to be purchased by Kim China for $43 billion.
Oh, yeah, that always helps.
You know, the big gets bigger.
Wow. And the communists get stronger, and the dollar gets weaker, and the, you know, and it just goes on and on. Sadly, I guess we had a major power outage in Salt Lake City, Kurt.
Well, yeah. Now, you know, I mean, around our way, we had some rough weather yesterday. And, you know, they say 62,000 Rocky Mountain Power customers lost their power. Now, I want to ask you a simple question, Sam. What if every one of those guys had maybe one of those little nuclear, you know, their own little power station close by, or maybe they were on solar, maybe they had wind. You know, there would have been, none of them that lost their power, right, Sam?
Good point.
Yeah.
We need more of that, for sure. We're starting to see more and more and more problems with the grid anyway, Kurt. So that's a problem.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's very similar to the massive federal government is the massive grid. You've got, you know, we're supposed to have government as close to us as possible for the things that it's supposed to do. And if you do the same thing with your power, you know, it makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So I guess North Carolina, they've got a student exodus happening, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And we're not talking about like in the days of old in the Bible, Exodus, but what they've got with this whole bathrooms thing down there. Hey, the students are going, hey, I'm not going to hang around here. And the Obama administration's their ambitious program of social engineering. This is according to the, Liberty News Daily Boys. They just say that a lot of folks are saying this is it for me. I'm out of there. I'm withdrawing my children from the government-operated schools, and they're choosing other alternatives. Among those, homeschooling, by the way, they say, has increased by 27% over the past 2 years. driven largely, they say, by concerns over the school environment and a desire for parents to take a more active role in the moral education of their children. So hats off to the North Carolinians.
Well, and as the government shows their hostile hand of an immoral, political, abusive agenda towards children, the more parents will wake up and see the light and change the game. And the sooner the better. It couldn't be sooner for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Get her done is what I kind of like to say about it. I mean, we got a lot of work ahead of us, folks, but it starts with accountability. In one's personal life and private life, they should be congruent. In one's family life, they should be moral and the traditional family. And it should just roll down from there to the proper role of limited government, to turning towards God for solutions and guidance and protection. Right on through, Kurt. We got a lot of, I don't know what to say, skin in the game for this. And the more the American people have skin in the game, the more they realize how forced they've actually been. The greater chance we have to change the, I'm going to call it the moral landscape that we find ourselves in. And I think it's starting now, and I think we just need more of it faster. And when they did this bathroom bill thing, I said, you know what, if there's a time to pull your kids out of the government school to keep them away from Barack Obama's sinister child abuse agenda, if parents don't see it now, Kurt, I don't know that they ever will. Right?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam, and, one guy said, hey, man, having your kids out of there won't make any difference. They'll still tax us. Well, I can tell you this. Just imagine if the government schools were empty. Do you think they'd really go ahead and
if the state just said, we don't need your money for education because we don't have any kids in those schools anymore.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've got 8 children, and I've never put one of them in any government schools at all. And if you look at how much it costs to go to school per kid per year, when you figure that out for, 12 years of school plus kindergarten, 13 years of school times 8 kids, it's a lot of years, over 100 years of schooling that I haven't spent your tax dollars for, ladies and gentlemen. That's one little family making a huge difference to well over $1 million. We can make a difference, folks. It takes hard work, it takes self-discipline, and it takes desire. And trust in the Almighty. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. Have a delightful weekend. Please spend it on God, family, and country pursuits. And LibertyRoundtable.com is our website, RepublicBroadcasting.org. This nation shall endure.